In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Being purified by these holy mysteries, we beseech thee, O Lord, that we may obtain both pardon and grace. These are the words of the post-communion of today's Mass. It is interesting that it emphasizes that we must ask God both pardon and grace after the purification of the sacred mysteries, because it reminds us that we must ask pardon for sin. We find today in the epistle of the Mass the account of the woman who had the creditor. This woman represents the state of our souls, because we have, just as her husband, who was devoted to Eliseus, had passed away and was unable to pay this creditor, so too we are in a similar state, especially after original sin. Certainly we can admit to having committed personal sin, but even remembering that after the original sin of Adam, we have been greatly weakened. We have a human nature which has been hurt, wherein the passions are not under the reign of the will, and that renders it a lot more difficult to give God his due and to follow his holy law. We can probably say, with this woman, how can we pay this creditor, especially before our very sins which weigh upon us? And so, just as Eliseus had asked to bring vessels, we too must have something with which to hold God's grace which we ask in our prayers to him. Eliseus has mentioned that bringing out vessels, not a few, because again, we see that the oil which had flowed out into these vessels can be seen as a representation of God's grace, which he freely and truly gives to us due to his love. We too, when we ask for God's grace, we must have something with which to hold it. We must be faithful receptacles to his grace. Therefore, we must not put in obstacles to his grace, especially by our pride. Because again, if we are asking for God's pardon, we must humbly remember our state and not believe that we will drag ourselves out of our sins, out of our bad habits, out of our vices by our own efforts, but it is only through the humble recognition of the primacy of God in our sanctification and in overcoming these bad habits. And so the more humble we are in recognizing that it is by the assistance of God, the more vessels we have to receive the grace which he pours out upon us. And finally, we find that when we are recipients, we are not recipients because of our merit, for anything we have done to deserve it. It is truly through God's liberality and his graciousness. And so, in being stewards of this grace, this pardon, we too must distribute this pardon for our sins that we have received. We find in the Gospel, St. Peter asks me, how often should we pardon? Is it just 7 times? And no, our Lord had said 70 times 7. And so in response to the mercy which God has given us, we too should also be channels of his mercy, because he fills us overabundantly, provided that we are humble. And so if we are filled up to the brim, it is also so that we can pour out this mercy onto others. May Our Lady, then, model of humility, grant us this humility to break from our self-reliance, and especially in this time of Lent where we strive for a greater holiness, a greater imitation of our Lord as we enter this time in the desert with Him. And so may she help us ask God for His pardon and to be worthy receptacles for His grace by not resisting by our own pride. And so may His grace then with her intercession overflow in abundance like the oil which had flowed without ceasing today in today's epistle. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.